Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems.
The South Haven Chamber of Commerce and South Haven Business Beat podcast does not endorse any candidate or their position. All candidates running for office were invited to join the podcast.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey, and thank you for joining us for an episode of South Haven Business Beat. I am your host, Kristen Engelkay, and we are here with a special edition of South Haven Business Beat, where we are interviewing with potential candidates for South Haven city elections. And I am currently joined by Mr. Raymond Flores, who is one of our current aldermen. Mr. Flores, if you would, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what ward you're in, and even kind of what areas that ward covers. Because a lot of people tend to get confused. I know there have been some line changes with redistricting. So we want to make sure everybody is fully aware of where they're supposed to go and who they're voting for.
Sure. No, absolutely. And first of all, before we start, thank you for doing this and thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
My name is Raymond Flores. I live in Southern Pines, Ward 6, and it's the ward I represent. Married to Tammy, the former Tammy Hudson, now she's Tammy Flores. We have two children. We have a son who's 21. He's at the United States Naval Academy in his third year. We have a 14-year-old who is in eighth grade at North Point Christian School. She keeps us busy. It's lots of fun. Ward 6 was redistricted. We lost three neighborhoods. We lost Pinehurst, Brambles, and Roseberry. So basically, my district now covers everything from Elmore east to Getwell, south of Goodman, all the way to the southernmost boundary for South Haven. And it has a little funky 45-degree angle southern border, boundary. There's an old water tower by where Lester Road dead ends, and it kind of goes 45 degrees to Elmore, and everything north of that is mine, and everything south of that belongs to Ward 4 and Alderman Gallagher.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, with you being a potential returning alderman, I kind of want to talk a little bit about where you've come from. What are some things that you've done over the last few years that you're proud of that you've been able to accomplish or help facilitate in South Haven?
So our greatest accomplishments, or what I feel I'm most proud of, is first and foremost is infrastructure. We have put lots of money into infrastructure. We have allocated lots of money to infrastructure. Our roads, our roads had deteriorated to a point where what the previous administration had put in, allocated for roads and infrastructure, was just not cutting it. And we've been able to increase that to $7 to $7.5 million over the last 12 years in this administration. And even that's still not enough. So we're always trying to find money to do more for the roads. That's our number one complaint from their citizens. And I understand. And then we had done a really good job partnering with our civil engineer in allocating what roads get done first. Some are needed direly, some are falling apart, and some can be pushed down the list a little bit. For example, my neighborhood got pushed down the list for like 2 or 3 years because it was in bad shape, but it wasn't in as bad a shape as some of the other roads. So that's the biggest thing, is infrastructure. I think working with the mayor and then getting I-50 and the legislature and the Secretary of State and getting funding for I-55 widening is huge. Getwell widening south of Church was a big deal. That's in Ward 6, and that was huge. Getting Getwell wide north of Goodman Road was a big deal. So now it's 5 lanes from State Line all the way to, I'm trying to think of the street right there at a Pleasant Hill. So, yeah, and then, sooner or later we'll get it widened all the way down to the southern border of the city, the southern boundary of the city, which will be fantastic as well. The second thing is, and this is really important, this is one of the things I'm really proud of, is the chemistry and the unity that we have on the board is we've been able to work our differences out. And look, you don't want all seven of us to agree all the time. That's not the way it's supposed to work. And we can work it out, and we're going to do what's best for the city, and we put personal agendas aside because it's not about what I want. It's basically about what's best for Ward 6 and then what's best for the city. And then third is public safety. Public safety is our major, major budget expense. And we're very proud of the fact that when we started 12 years ago, we had 110 police officers. We now allocated to 165. I mean, let's face it, we live on the southern border or the northern border. The southern border is the most dangerous city in the country. And so it's difficult, and we have to deter crime as much as possible. Fire Station 5 will finally be open soon. But that's helped bring our insurance rating down to a 3, which helps the constituents of the city altogether reduce their insurance costs. So those are the top 3, and those are things that we're really most proud of.
I love that. Definitely, you touched on every single one of the things. One of my individual questions specifically was, with the increased population and the growth that we've seen with Get Well area specifically, you know, the traffic situations have just grown exponentially with the business growth. And so was wanting to get your insight behind all of the changes and stuff that were coming that way. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Well, there is one more. I'm sorry. And specifically in Ward 6, Silo is the crown jewel for me. That's in Ward 6. I could tell a long story, but I'm not going to do it because I don't want to disparage who's in it. But at one point, they wanted to put a Walmart and an academy there. And I was like, absolutely not, never. I was like, it would be carnage on me from the constituents of Ward 6 if I would have allowed that and advocated for that. And the individual asked me what my vision was, and my vision was exactly what that is right there. And Brian Hill has done a fantastic job of making that come to life. And it is phenomenal what it's turned out to be. That and the bridge, and then the renovations we've done to the amphitheater. It just all ties together.
That entire area is very thoughtful in every aspect of it, from start to finish, from what's going on over there. And mm-hmm. I am so personally thankful that it didn't go the direction, the commercialized, all of the things that it could have. While business is good,
right,
not all business is good business, depending upon where you put it.
Well, and you have to think of the longer term. I mean, so I asked, what are you going to do with the current Walmart? And they'll renovate it. I'm like they did the one on State Line? I'm like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
I said, they'll end up closing it. That's not going to work. That doesn't help our city.
That's too big of a shopping corridor right there anyway. That would not.
So, we love Silo. And look,
I appreciate that.
Brian is not done. And Silo is, you know, we're beginning to scratch the surface. So it's an exciting future along that corridor.
Absolutely. Well, from one aspect of things that you're proud of, tell me a couple of things that you have seen that are either pain points that you want to address going forward, or just challenges that you see, assuming you do become reelected again, going for another term?
Challenges will always be crime. You know, we have kept our crime statistics down, but it's still a challenge. Memphis is on our northern border, and it's to the north of us, and that's creates specific challenges. I-55 is a drug route. US 51 is a drug route. Those are all crime challenges. Our police department does a phenomenal job, and they partner with the sheriff's office, and they do a phenomenal job together. But that's a pain point because it's going to cost money to fight crime. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. The other pain point I would probably have to say is I wish we could allocate more money or find more money for roads and for more infrastructure. And I wish we could build infrastructure faster, but we don't. One of my biggest pain points is to help develop the city is I wish we had access roads on 55 because you would be able to develop those commercial capabilities along 55, and they would have easier egress and ingress, which would help alleviate some of the traffic on Goodman Road. And Goodman Road's not our street. And a lot of people think it's in the city of South Haven. We should take care of it. It's not ours. It belongs to the state. It's a highway. Church Road is our street. But, you know, that's the biggest pain point. I wish we could find more avenues to allocate east-west traffic to open that up so we could alleviate some of that traffic. Eventually, one of these days, hopefully we'll be able to connect Nail Road all the way through.
That would be incredible.
Make it an east-west corridor from the mall all the way to Olive Branch. That would be fantastic because it goes right along Silo as well, and it would cut traffic times immensely.
That would be incredible.
The biggest challenge we're going to have in the next 4 years, and maybe longer than that, is this sewer project that we're going to have to deal with the city of Memphis. So that's going to be a big expense, and we're going to have to figure out how to get funding for it.
So for right now, for anybody that's wanting to know more about that, how would they go about getting that information?
Well, if they can find it, I would appreciate it. They would let me know as well. So I'm just joking. We're in a lawsuit with the city. The Horn Lake Interceptor Sewer District is in a lawsuit with the city of Memphis. South Haven pumps its sewer to Memphis, and it's been that way forever. And they did a poor job of maintaining it and planning for the future, and now they're cutting us off. So we are going to have to basically build our own treatment plant. And so I'll be happy to talk to anybody about it. There's not a whole lot right there, and everything is still very much up in the air. But we're beginning to plan on what our contingencies are going to be for that.
Well, I do appreciate you bringing that up and for your willingness to be transparent about it, because it is something that is going to be a huge thing going forward for a lot of the community, not just South Haven, but Horn Lake.
Correct.
And even south of us where we're going to be rerouting to.
Correct.
So, just having someone to be the voice and to be able to say, hey, as I know you're going to know, we're thankful for that transparency with all of you in the city.
Right.
If you had to say just one message, hey, I'm looking at my people in Ward 6, or I'm just looking at my South Haven community, what is the message you want them to know?
Well, specifically with the community of South Haven, the city of South Haven as whole, is we're not done. We're not done. We still have projects that we have to complete, and we still have projects on the books that we'd like to explore. One being a performing arts center, one being a multi-athletic facility like they have in Cabot, Arkansas, and Cape Girardeau, and those kinds of facilities. They have one in Memphis as well. We think those tie the community together even more, and it has the potential to bring more revenue into the city that's not property tax funded, more sales tax funded. So that's a big thing. The other thing that I really would like to issue to Ward 6 constituents is, we need you to get to the polls on April 1st. There's lots of people that I've talked to that didn't even know there was an election going on. So I really need you to get to the polls on April 1st. If you've liked what I've done in the last 12 years, and the polls will be at DeSoto Central High School, and I would really appreciate your support and your vote. I believe firmly, I went into this 12 years ago saying I'm focused on the future, and my commitment has always been being focused on the future. I want to build the community where families want to come and live and raise their children and potentially their grandchildren to come back to. So I believe after 12 years, results and leadership matter.
Absolutely.
And experience matters, and we're not done.
Well, thank you for addressing that and for addressing the community and letting them know that, reminding people that you're not just serving the city and making city decisions, but you're a resident and you're making changes that benefit you and your family.
Correct.
And telling people to get out and vote, because we have so many people that are registered to vote, but so many people that just don't go out to the polls.
Correct.
They don't make it a priority. And not only for the citizens of this area, but the businesses that are in this area. This at home, these people in office are what make the difference. This is going to be your day to day. The decisions and changes that the city makes directly impact us at home.
Correct.
Yes, the president and Congress and all of that does matter, but right here at home is where you have the biggest impact and the biggest changes. So I thank you for saying that and for just encouraging people to go to the polls.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, a very dear friend of mine, and you know who she is, used to tell me all the time, you will have the biggest impact on the citizens of South Haven, more so than the president, Congress, or the state legislature will. So I don't think the public really understands that. But if you want to impact your community, you have to get to the polls and yes. vote in your municipal elections. I think in 2021, there was a 6% turnout. That's pathetic.
It's shameful.
It's really because we put a lot of time and effort into campaigns, and I'm very grateful that they reelected me back into office, but we really need to get people to get out to the polls. If you can get out to vote in a presidential or state election, then you certainly can get out and vote for the one representative who's going to represent you for the next 4 years.
Absolutely.
Who you can pick up the phone and call.
So there you have it. From me, from Mr. Raymond, please mark your calendar. Get out and vote. Go to the polls. Make your voice heard, because it does matter. And the future of your business, your home, your family, all of those changes begin right here. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And guys, if you haven't done so, please go like and subscribe to the South Haven Business Beat podcast so you don't miss a single episode, where we spotlight and showcase businesses in our community, elected officials to be able to get their message out so that you are an informed voter. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.